Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart.
Lord, our God is mightily moving, by the Holy Spirit. And He loves us. And He speaks to us heart to heart. The Lord always treated His people as if we are an extension of Him. He made us in His image. He died for us. He worked with us when we got in trouble. He extended His love to us. Sincere love, the best you can have. He died for us. He died in our place so we could live. And He knew that those who love Him wouldn't respond. And the enemy will try to turn you around. And he always tried to turn me around. But God heard my cries. I cried out because I loved Him and I wanted to continue doing His word. He gave us the ability to live so that we could live. There's no room for sin in God's kingdom. It's a pure kingdom. It's not a young. There's no impurities in His kingdom. Impurities cause death, the opposite of life. Satan became the opposite of what life is. Because he tried to usurp His authority. He tried to take what God didn't give him. He didn't use what God gave him to be a life like he should have. He had a glorious purpose. He had a glorious purpose. But he didn't follow through. He went after power. And it became sin. Religious pride is just as satanic, or more so, than the pleasures of this world. The problem with the world system, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, there's a problem with all three of those things. They make up the world system. You desire things at other people's expense. You desire things to the point of hate. You desire things to the point of murder. Now, it doesn't start that way. It starts on the playground, you know. Paul wants Johnny's ball, so he wants it for himself. And then Bob wants to ride the skateboard. And Alex don't want him to ride it yet. And he's upset because he feel like he should have. And then parents come and conduct this thing and show him, look, that belongs to him. That's his. You can't have his. You have to learn to share. You have to, when you have something, somebody's gonna want to play with it. And it'll be yours. It'll be up to you to let them play with it. And we have to teach our children the love of God, to share, to be a blessing. And not desire to take what belongs to somebody else. You have to respect people and their possessions. The world don't have that ability. In the world system, if you see something, you go after it. It doesn't matter who she's married to or who owns the title to the car or whatever. You try to possess it for yourself to the point of, it graduates to the point of murder. If it goes unchecked, if people go around bullying people for what they want, they operate just like Satan did. It's no different. It doesn't matter what it's over. People do this for position in churches. They will murder people just to have a position of esteem in church. In church now. Well, they don't kill them. Well, they slander their character. They act like politicians, opposing politicians. That's why I hate election years. People forget that the people that they're running against are also people that God loves. Yeah, but they'll make a mess of things, but still, we have to treat people I wouldn't go up and slam the people just to get a position. That's not me. I won't do that. I'll tell people what I would do, but I wouldn't. I would run a clean campaign even if I lost. But people don't do that. And it's worse than it's ever been. It's shameful. But they, and I know they have zeal and they don't want the country to go south, but that's not the way to do things. You tell the truth, but never hate the person. Nevertheless, when we, if we attempt to operate according to the world's satanic system, you have to understand that you can't defeat Satan using his tactics. You can only, we have to submit our lives therefore to God. Then resist the devil and he'll flee. Christian people have to stick to Christian principles. Yeah, but I don't want to be a sitting duck. I don't want them to shoot at me. Well, you can shoot back, but you have to do it God's way. See, God has everything under control. If you stick to his plan, you will trump the things of this world. You will overcome it. You'll be able to do what others couldn't do. Because God will be the wind in your sails. He'll be the one behind. He will back you, and he'll cause you to win. He'll give you the logic, the wisdom, the knowledge, the counsel, and you'll be far ahead of them. But if you revert back to satanic tactics, my friend, then you're back on your own, and then Satan's going to interfere with the whole thing. Before I could win against Satan, I had to win the battle with him. I had to get on board with what God was doing. And I've had great success stopping Satan's activities. I don't have to fear them. I don't have to worry about it. I fight till I win and I live in victory, just like God told me to. See, when you don't know how to fight, it's more of a struggle. But when you learn these things, when you stick to the plan of God, when you're doing what God said do in the first place, your life is totally subject to him, then when you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. He has no choice about it. He got to go. I don't know what those angels do to him, but he's motivated to go. Now, but you can't learn this unless you do what God said do. It can look like God is being unreasonable because some people that we love are not going to go to heaven. They chose to live otherwise. They got off the narrow path. For whatever reason, something lured them out there and they went toward it. Now, anything that's falling, tipping over, about to fall, about to give in, the enemy is going to get that. No matter who it is, if they love something in this world enough to take it, if you take the bait, you get the hook. You have to understand it. And it's hard to get those barbs out. It takes a strong anointing to break you free from it, but then you got to choose not to go after it again. What good is it to be saved by the blood of Jesus? He washed us and made us whole. He gave us his healing. He gave us his peace. He did away with our raggedy sins. And then we go right back to the raggedy sins again. That's worse. Your condition will be worse than if you didn't get saved in the first place. Because you felt the presence of God. You knew better. You had a reference for what's right. You had your eyes in your head for a change. And then you go out to something in the world. That don't work. Especially if you're anointed and you've handled the presence of God and you've been in his glory. You don't go back. That's why there's no redemption for angels. They did it. They had evidential knowledge. Our evidential knowledge is by faith. But when we handle the things of God, we don't. The word said that God has no pleasure in those that go back. Because God doesn't have pleasure in people going to hell. He doesn't have pleasure in people being destroyed. Don't take the justice of God lightly. Now, when God is reaching out to people, and it's amazing for people to understand that God loves them, even though they have sinned, and they know that they've lived a raggedy life, and they know it was against God. And we call out the sinners, and the sinners can repent, and God will forgive them. But don't go crazy and think that you can go right back to the mess again and keep getting out of it. That sin will harden your heart. If you can betray the Holy Spirit, if you can slap against the Holy Spirit, you know how evil that is. If you can defy the blood of Jesus and go back to the raggedy mess without crying out for help, with the intent to do right, that's dangerous. The people that God has to lead, He should lead. Now, I say that boldly, and I have to. And then what if it's your children? What if it's your parents? What if it's your sisters? Then you want to say, well, Lord, save them, save them, save them. Yeah, you want to save them, save them, save them. But they got to want Him to save them, save them, save them. And we all share people who are going to fall and go after the world. And I thought about this a long time. I said, Lord, bless my children. My biggest prayer in their life was to, after they were born, I said, I want them to love You. That prayer was on the top shelf of my life. I said, Lord, bless my children to not only be saved, but love You. And I did all that I knew to do to make it happen. My daughter Shira was away at college, and she was at a church service and had communion, and God gave her a vision after she took communion. My daughter got baptized at college. I baptized the older two in the swimming pool. And she didn't let me baptize. She was a little girl. I said, you want me to baptize? She said no and swam away, but she got baptized at college. But she was a Christian. She just didn't want me to baptize her when I baptized Shayla and Thurston. Listen, folks, it's all about the love of God. We need to stick to it. The people that God has to leave behind, He needs to leave behind. It's His justice. I don't care who it is. And I definitely don't want it to be me. And I ain't claiming that for myself. But if I started doing things that's worldly against the blood of Jesus, it won't repent. I would be left, and I know that, I understand that. And other wonderful people have backslidden and did worldly things. I said, Lord, I don't want to do that. I know You'll forgive me. I know that You'll help me out of it, but I don't want to do it, ever. I don't want to ever smell like Satan in your nostrils. I want to be right. This was my prayer in the 80s. There were times I thought I would fall. I was tested deeply. It was bad. But God helped me out of it. And He taught me principles that I learned and I love. And when He did this, I saw things a whole lot better and different. He helped me to see the enemy like to throw temptations at you. You see, if you have to be tempted, that means you don't want it. I didn't want these things. But He tried to appeal to those old desires that were there. Because your mind ain't all the way renewed yet. Your body ain't either. But I wanted to be right with God. So I kept after God about it. I kept learning. I kept studying the Word. The Word helped me grow and learn and live and have strength. I didn't know how to, even though I knew parts of God's Word, I didn't know how to conquer of myself. So I kept asking God how to do it. And he answered all my prayers about it. I said, I want all the women in the world to be just like my sisters to me. And in the course of learning these things, he taught me principles. I did everything I could find in the Word of God so that I could stay in. I didn't just want to stay in, I wanted to run in the knowledge of God. I wanted to be strong, very strong. I didn't, to the point that temptation couldn't tempt me. Things that the world couldn't tempt me. And he helped me to see women as his daughters, not objects. So you grow out of things. And when he said to me, don't fear falling, I saw them totally different. Everything, all the word that I've been reading and attempting to learn, it all came together that day, and I saw something. I don't have to look at temptation as if it's a master against me, but I'm the master against it. And simultaneously, I also saw nothing in the world can master me. I'm the master. I'm the one made in God's image. I have the covenant. I have the covenant rights, privileges. I can take my matters to the throne of God. God is going to back me. I'm the authority, not the one who's being chased around. I really am the head and not the tail. The tail is what gets dragged around. I don't have to get drugged around by the world. And I cut all my ties with the world. And I started doing like Charles Capps used to teach. I spoke what I wanted. I commanded my life. I use the rudder of my life. The rudder of your life is your tongue. Whatever you want to change, start saying it. I said, I hate the wicked ways of the world. I said, my flesh hates the wicked ways of the world. My mind processes the things of life according to God's word. My mind is renewed. My mind has the love of God. My mind is attracted to the things of God. And I started turning the table and living without tragic temptation. Then I could focus on what God had to say and learn how this life worked. See, you can't learn, it's hard to learn from God when you're distracted. The word says, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset you. Some people are beset because they're putting out fiery darts. They spend the bulk of their life putting out Satan's fiery darts. I remember a time people used to hide in church because they didn't want to fall and go to hell, and they didn't know how to deal with these things. So they wouldn't study the word, but they go to church all the time. And they have a good time in the Lord, of course. But they were hiding from something too. They were miserable, because they didn't know how to conquer the world, and it interfered with their life. But they did the best they knew. At least they were at the place of safety. They felt safe at church, so that's where they went. But eventually, you're going to have to go to work. You're going to have to go home and take care of business. You're going to have to buy houses, pay for cars. And that takes a lot of time away from church. And some people failed, some people stuck with it and learned. And people had their secret struggles that they didn't want people to know about. And the enemy thinks he has an advantage because people are afraid to put themselves out there and look bad. But it is what it is. Whatever you have to deal with, you just have to deal with it before the Holy Spirit. And he'll help you. There are two types of people in the world. Those that need help and those that know they need help. And I can act like I don't need help, but that don't do no good if I'm not learning the ways of God. I needed help, and I asked for it, and I got the help. So I mention these things sometimes. And it's embarrassing to admit that you were tempted. But I don't care. I'm dead. I'm dead to sin. I'm alive to God. Because I know my brothers and sisters are going through the same problems. Because, Philippians said that he talked about how these things are common, temptations are common, and everybody go through them. The devil don't just single out you and mess and leave everybody else alone. He tempt everybody he can tempt. Well, he won't bother the preacher. The preacher don't act that way. Yes, he do. Those are the first people he target. Because if he can get them off track, then he can mess, he can do some damage. Now it's time for us to know some things and understand some things and go forward. You don't have to go backwards. You can go forward. You can do what must be done. Instead of looking at what's not, look at what is. Why not just look a rise high to God? He has solutions. Terrific solutions. Terrific solutions. But it's all about his love. He will not betray his love. If you want him to betray his love for you or anybody else, it's not going to happen. He will not betray his love. For you, for me, for no one. He loves us, and that's the way it is. And he loves his creation. And he ain't going to let me tear it up, and he's not going to let you tear it up, because if he let you in heaven, see, Daniel said that would be an end of sin. For that to be true, there will not be another soul that will do what Satan did and get away with it. He's not doing this ever again. Once he puts Satan under his foot, that's how it's going to stay. There won't be another usurper ever again. Enough time will pass by that we will forget about Satan. Because we're going to be consumed with his terrific solutions. We're going to, you know, Satan's going to be long gone in a few thousand years. And it probably won't take long to forget him. People don't remember evil people like they do people that walk in love. I know we remember our villains of the century, but, you know, in a few hundred years, they'll be forgotten. Because God is going, he's judged sin once and for all. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. The balance of reaching out to sinners who've done everything and creating a false doctrine that God will forgive you, you know, you can live in the way you want, he'll just forgive you. Don't take forgiveness lightly, ever, because it's too important. God loves us. Don't betray his love just because he'll forgive you. Don't go down that road. There are things out there that trap you, harden your heart. You won't have a mind to come back in some cases. And those who are anointed and handle the anointing, it's not good if you go back out there. Because there are people God will never anoint them like he once did because of what they had done. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.